The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. A few years ago, I was talking to a friend of mine whose job required a lot of traveling. And I asked him how he coped with it so as not to be exhausted all the time. And one of his techniques that he mentioned struck me as really quite interesting. And that was his commitment to doing as much as possible the same things on each trip. Now, what do you mean? Well, travel at the same airline, rent the same kind of car, stay at the same kind of hotel, and even go to the same kind of restaurant. First, this struck me as a little boring. But then he explained, no, not really. His work otherwise had enough variety and excitement. But by doing all of this other stuff in the same way, he avoided having to think about it, having to worry about it, having to expend mental energy on it. Instead, he could concentrate on his work, the reason why he was traveling in the first place. Now, that actually made a lot of sense. And if you think about it for a while, well, a lot of life works the same way. We do things in a routine, repetitious way so as not to waste a lot of time and energy planning or thinking about them, so we can direct our thoughts to other things instead. Just think, for example, about your own routine in the morning. I mean, virtually everyone has one. Just the way you start the day. Wash, comb hair, eat breakfast. Probably your breakfast is pretty much the same each day too. Brush teeth, and so on, right down to the last detail. Now, habits like these, acquired over many years of repetition, permit us mentally to consider other things in the morning, like what we have to do that day, what our schedule is, where we're going to go to lunch, stuff like that. Well, what my friend was illustrating is what it turns out actually already all of us know, and that good habits really are good for us. In fact, lots of learning is about mastering good habits. Why, for example, do musicians practice? Isn't it so that they don't have to worry so much about technique when they perform, but can actually concentrate on making music? I mean, if you've got to think all the time about where middle C is, chances are your performance is not going to be very musical. And foreign language students, why do they spend so much time on mastering the forms? I mean, after all, grammatical rules have no value in and of themselves, but when they become habitual, the whole task of interpreting and applying the text, well, that becomes all so much easier. I would even add that in the practice of our Christianity, there is an important place for good habits. For instance, do we really want to think each Sunday about what time church is? No, we want it to be the same, so we don't have to think about it. Or again, when you pray, do you want to worry each time about what to do with your hands or your head or your eyes? I don't think so. We want these things to be habitual, so we can devote ourselves not to them, but to the activity itself, to prayer, to worship. But now, you know what often happens. And here we come to the downside of even good habits. For the habit becomes the whole story. The outward activity is all there is to what should be engaging the whole self. So, I don't have to think about what to do when I pray or worship, but then again, maybe I don't have to think at all about what's really going on here. Just like when I brush my teeth, I can plan for the day, so too when I pray the Lord's Prayer, well, I can be thinking about the coffee, the conversation, and the donuts that are soon going to follow. So habits, good in and of themselves, become bad when we fail to go beyond them. And it gets even worse when we consciously reduce religion to external matters. I mean, it's one thing to cultivate a good habit as a way of making room for true prayer and true piety. It's quite something else again when we turn the good habit into religion itself. Now, this was in part, or at least one way, of understanding the problem that was afflicting the Galatians. The apostle told them, "How can you turn back to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world whose slaves you want to be once more? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid I may have labored over you in vain." The Galatians found that relying on the rules and forms of religion, very comfortable. This is what they used to do in paganism, and the Judaizers in their midst were teaching them the same kinds of things through the worship rules of the Old Testament. However, just like other habits, the forms and the ceremonies made few demands on the inner self. Didn't have anything to do with their real attitudes toward their neighbor, with their real attitudes toward God. For you see, one can master the forms of the faith without getting very close to the faith at all. So the apostle had to call them on it. And over again, he pointed them to faith in Jesus, the Savior, as the center of our religion. For after all, Jesus is the Savior from sin. We are not. And that's true even if we don't devote ourselves to the externals of religion, but we actually concentrate on truly good works. I mean, the kinds of things required in the Decalogue, helping your neighbor, being faithful to your spouse, really praying to God, really listening to God's word. Devote yourself to these things, and they still don't bring you any closer to God, really. Works of all kinds are fatal to faith when we put our trust in them. So, do-it-yourself religion doesn't work, in spite of the fact that we are continually tempted to fall back into it. I mean, even the Galatians, who had welcomed Paul and his gospel with such dedication and enthusiasm when he first arrived, were now following a gospel that was no gospel at all because it was a religion of works. So, it seems that we need at least one more good habit, and that is daily repentance and faith. Repentance for all of our sins, including our formalism, and faith. Faith not in our own works, but faith in our Savior, the Son of God, who gave himself for us, who rose again, that we might belong to him forever. Now that habit is what it really means to be a Christian. So, let's work very hard at developing the habits that will hold us in good stead for life in this world in service to others, for life in God's church in service to him. But let's never, never, never reduce our religion to mere forms. For Jesus is the Savior, not us. And he's more, much more than just a good habit. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.